It's not about you, Dad. All right, who are we kidding? Of course it's about you today, but it's about so much more. Y'all have met my father, right? Raise your hand if you have not yet met my dad. Anyone? No one? You've gotten to know him over the last 4 years here, some of you for many more years before that. And I think you'd all agree about these things, about my dad. Dad, you are handsome. You are extraordinarily talented. You are really, really smart. You're a great husband, right, Mom? You are the best father and grandfather. Well, I can't say the best grandfather for you, Marianne, because, you know, it's, right. You are the man I want to be when I grow up. And of course, I know that everyone would agree you are an excellent preacher, an excellent teacher, an excellent pastor. So, Dad, you're a star. But there is something else. You see good. And I don't mean that since your recent cataract surgery that you can see to read without glasses. That would be what? You see?
Well.
Yes, you see well. But you see good. Now you also look good, as I said before. Apparently, though, you don't always look well. And I don't mean look well as in not feeling sick or anything, but sometimes you have a piece of paper right in front of you and you don't quite look at it well. You see, this morning's sermon is called The Common Good. But in the bulletin it says Common Ground, right? Well, that's because my almost perfect dad didn't necessarily look well at the notes that I had sent him. And they were typed. So it wasn't a matter of handwriting. Neither one of us have great handwriting. But he just saw common and he said, well, common ground, that's it. So, Dad, you don't always look well, but you do look good. And you see good. And like I said before, it isn't something to be corrected with grammar. Because you see good in people. You see good in community. You see good in God's children. So you recognize something from this morning's Bible reading. We went through it in the hymnal, and there's more to it than what we read in the hymnal. Let me read a couple parts. At the beginning of verse 4, it says, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So, Dad, you recognize that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And you recognize that there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And you recognize that there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them and everyone. See, you see good because God sees good. And I know that God isn't stingy with the gifts that God gives. See, you've seen that throughout your life. People of all ages wonder what gifts God has given them. And you have helped so many to discover what gifts God has to offer. So as a youth leader, this is before I have any memory, but I have heard the stories. You helped young people discover what gifts God has to offer. As a teacher, you helped countless students discover what gifts God has to offer. As a licensed minister, you've helped folks in the church discover what gifts God has to offer. Not just within the 1960 to 1966 time frame, but especially during that time. As a parent, you've helped your family to discover the gifts that God has to offer. And as worship leader here, and I know as next week, as pastor here, I was commenting to my dad, looking at the bullets and saying, well, next week it will say Lakemont Worship Center Service, March 4th, 2012, Reverend Fred Moore, pastor. You've helped this gathered community, this gathered congregation, to discover what gifts God has to offer. You see good. And today, it's a celebration. I love this. I'm so proud of you, Dad. And it's hard for a son to say that. Not hard as in no one should be proud of their dad. I'm proud of you. But, you know, we have a little competition that goes on in our lives, right? There was, in 1979, I became an Eagle Scout. And my dad said, well, you know, I got palms with my Eagle Award. Okay. And in 1998, I said, Dad, God ordained. He was there, so I didn't have to actually say it that way. But now in 2012, hey, Kirk, God ordained too. Now, we have a friendly competition, friendly banter. But I am so proud of you, Dad. I'm thrilled that today we are recognizing the gifts and graces you have for ministry that really people have recognized for years. I was saying in back to the people at the coffee hour table, or the coffee, what did I call it? But I called it, it's a round table, so it's, I guess, just the coffee table group there. There's just one round table in here, right? But I was saying, in some ways, in many ways, this is a formality of what people have known for years and years and years. That you have the gifts and graces of ministry, Dad. And I am so honored to be a part of today's ordination service. But let me go back to the beginning. It's not about you, Dad. Well, it's not entirely about you. It is about recognizing the gifts that God has given you, just as you recognize over and over and over again the gifts that God has given to all. You know, being an ordained minister, it's cool. I like being an ordained minister. I don't know if you're going to wear the robes. I like wearing the robes. Now, there is something about wearing the robes. It's supposed to be a humbling experience, and I know that, and I'm also human. Wearing the robes is a humbling experience. As we put on the robes, the pastor is supposed to remember that we are servants, that we are servants of God, and there is a humbling experience in that. But we also look really good. So... being a minister is cool. But you know, today's ordination doesn't make you better than anyone else. I know it makes you cool, but it doesn't make you better than anyone else. It does offer everyone gathered here today an opportunity to express the gifts that God has given. I heard a beautiful choir sing. What extraordinary gifts of music this choir has. I've seen hospitality today. I've seen organization, putting it all together, generosity. sharing love. So many gifts that are present here in this congregation, and so many gifts that I know that not only today will be shown here and throughout the community. So in celebration of this marvelous event today, this ordination service, and yes, and also in celebration of how all in this gathered congregation share their gifts, I want to say, let's keep doing that. Working together for the common good of the congregation, the common good of the wider community, the common good of all God's creation. The Spirit gave gifts to all for the common good. So, Dad, congratulations. Mom, you don't have to call your husband Reverend Freddy. You are welcome to. Family, friends, gathered here. May you all attend to one another, recognizing that we all have gifts that we bring to this community, that we all have gifts that we bring to Christ's church. So may you all attend to one another, showing love, kindness, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, generosity, and hospitality. And may we all seek to live as people of one Spirit, one Lord, one God, working together for the common good. And all God's people just had to shout it. Amen.